Welcome back, y'all. My name is Maggie Dawn. You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is Tuesday. It's 5:30, and I got a great guest that was kind enough to stick around with me and each and every one of you. His name's Nick Ramos. He is the executive director of the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign. The phone and text lines are open. We encourage your active participation in what is sure to be a lively dialogue for this last half hour of our program. 855-752-4842. 855-75-CIVIC. If you want to check out all of the funny faces and heck yeahs that Nick and I give to each other while we're talking this afternoon, you can always watch this fine program on Civic Media's YouTube channel or at Maggie Dawn Show on Instagram, X, and the Book of Faces. Where we left off was with this. We are fighting for fair maps, not for Democrats, not for Republicans, but for voters. Fair maps are a nonpartisan issue. They shouldn't be weighted to advantage Republicans or Democrats or purple polka-dotted people eaters. They should simply be fairly drawn maps. Now, there are some system reforms that I think we can look at. We're looking at redrafting some of those maps, again, mid-decade. That will impact the House races in 2026. Keep your eyes on the first and third congressional districts. Yeah, we're coming for you, DVO and Brian Stile. Why? Not because they're Republicans, but because they are unresponsive to their constituent needs. But all of this points to this reality. When you have unfair maps that make elections uncompetitive, that means who actually is picking the winners of those elections? And since the Supreme Court in this country decided that money equals speech, that means that the person picking your elected official isn't the voters, it isn't the residents of those congressional districts, it's the deep-pocketed billionaires, like the billionaire baby boy overlord that we've had to live under for the last few months. And no, I'm not talking about Donald Trump, I'm talking about none other than Elon Musk. Now, Nick, your organization, the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign, has tried to identify a couple of what I would call like ridiculously common sense reforms that I think all Wisconsinites could get behind. Tell us a little bit about those.
Well, look, I mean, you hit the nail on the head per usual. And the thing is that right now, because of the current state of not only our campaign finance system, but also the maps, it's, well, if you have people that have uber wealth, they are the ones and not us that get to choose who will then be our representative, our lawmaker, all of that stuff. And so we're in this unique position where folks are starting to really see, especially at the national level, you know, people say the word oligarchy, but like, you know, when you say that word, I mean, I heard somebody say Olive Garden. I'm like, no, oligarchy. And it means that like you have people that get cozy with power, and if you can pay to play, you can get the lawmakers and the elected officials to do whatever you want. And it's like for people like you and me, I don't know about you, Maggie, but I don't have thousands or millions, you know, under a mattress somewhere that I can just go and shop around and find people that are going to do my bidding. And so right now, we're in this really unique inflection point, especially coming off the heels of that Supreme Court race where over $100 million was spent. You had everyone trying to say that this was the election of the world, the destiny of the country. And it's just like, we need to make sure that those folks don't get to be the loudest people in the room. And it's not about how much money you have. It's one person, one vote, being able to make sure that they know who they are serving. It's public service. It's not serving the rich and wealthy and the 1% in this country or even around the world.
Nick, I'm going to drop what I'm going to hope ends up in the swag store for the Maggie Dawn Show. And it's not just one person, one vote. It's one person, one voice. You yes. don't get to drown everybody out because you got a big bank account. I am not someone that can hire someone to do my bidding. I'm the one that gets hired to do other people's bidding. Like, I've always had a boss. I don't know what any of that is like to not have somebody telling me what to do. That's regular people's stuff. And we don't deserve to have our voices drowned out because we don't have enormous bank accounts. And the most egregious example of that was Elon Musk, of course, attempting to buy off voters in our last April election cycle. He explained all of this by stating what you were alluding to, Nick, which was that last Supreme Court race in April of this year that Susan Crawford won despite millions, tens of millions being spent by Elon Musk in the state. He said this, that Supreme Court race might decide the future of America and Western civilization, end quote. And if that's true, then Elon, you shouldn't be paying off voters. If we're going to decide the fate of Western civilization, it should be left to the good people of the state of Wisconsin, whom I trust with that awesome responsibility. I don't trust the Elons. I trust the Wisconsinites to make those kinds of decisions. 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. What I think is interesting when we talk about system reforms, Law Forward has brought a lawsuit to stop Elon Musk or any billionaire, say George Soros, if you don't like Mr. Soros, from trying to buy votes in the way that Mr. Musk did for Wisconsin's April Supreme Court election. Law Forward also bringing forward a lawsuit to introduce fusion voting, where folks aren't forced to vote for only the people of their party in primary elections and in general elections. You can vote and you can vote across party lines. You can vote for multiple candidates, and then you see how it sorts out. All of those things would help our electoral processes. The two specific reforms that I think every Wisconsinite, and again, Wisconsinite, 88% of us are like, we don't want money in politics. This is a problem because we know better, right? It's these two things: no foreign money in elections. And we could say that on a national basis. I could say that on a state basis if we wanted to get real granular about it. No foreign money. I think that's an even greater threat with crypto. You see certain folks within the MAGA movement trying to permit crypto creep into our elections. Like, heavens to Betsy, I don't want Elon Musk buying elections. I certainly don't want Vladimir Putin or the Iranian regime that we just bombed buying elections either. And the second reform is disclosure. No more dark money. We can all get behind this, can't we, Nick?
Well, I mean, you quoted the poll that the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign ran in the middle of February. We did a statewide poll to get a sense of just how do everyday Wisconsinites, doesn't matter Republican, Democrat, Independent, young, old, black, white, it doesn't matter. We wanted to learn just how people feel about when there are outside influences trying to buy elections. What does that do? Do you think that that's a problem? 88% of Wisconsin. Can you imagine how many issues that we have near 90% of agreement on? I mean, there's more that unites us than divides us. But like, this is something that everyone, and I travel the state a ton, the first thing they say to me is that I don't trust the process, because doesn't matter if it's the Dems or the Republicans, they're not listening to us. And why would they need to? I mean, we don't have the kind of money to help them win elections. We just have our vote. And of course, they need to be persuasive. But like, the thing is that at the end of the day, when you talk about crypto and you talk about just how these monies are being transferred between corporations and political parties and their committees, it's a wild arms race. And we need for people to understand who is trying to influence the election, because an informed electorate is dangerous, but it's important to our democracy. And you can't have a bunch of sheep that are sitting here thinking that we actually have some agency, when really the fact is we don't have free will when these systems are in place. And so my big thing is that with crypto, I mean, it's hard to trace. And like right now, like when you see people talking about like, oh, well, you know, we want to make sure that everybody can have their voice heard through how they spend their money. It's like, well, that's not fair to us when we're assuming that this process is supposed to be free and fair, and it's not.
That is so much there. The informed electorate is dangerous. What's more dangerous is the uninformed electorate, kept that way by billionaires who want you uninformed. They want to be able to run the con on you. They want sheeple, not actively involved, engaged Americans of every political persuasion showing up in the largest percentages of registered voters in American history. That's what scares the billionaire class. Meanwhile, back at the ranch, and I got to give a shout out to our listener Cam from Appleton, who texted this into the text line 855-752-4842, sharing that RFK Jr., I believe, today in congressional testimony said, quote, "My vision is that every American is wearing a wearable within 4 years." What he is talking about are those tech devices that monitor your biometrics. Oh, I wonder who that's going to eventually benefit. I can give you a guess. It probably ain't going to inure to the benefit of the average working Wisconsinite or Wisconsin families. It's going to inure to the benefit of the billionaire class that has been monetizing our private personal data for the last 30 years. The last thing I wanted to touch upon is the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign's advocacy for independent redistricting committees. Tell people what this is and why it is so essential to have these in every state in order to draw fair legislative maps.
Look, I mean, I have heard so much about America first, America first. Why can't it be Wisconsin first? Why can we not have real conversations about just making sure that whatever system that we pick the people that are supposed to be our representatives, our elected officials, and have it be fair. And like the fairest way forward for Wisconsin and creating a Wisconsin model looks like something to the effect of creating, similar to like Michigan, but not Michigan because we're not Michigan, having everyday people that come in that don't have skin in the game other than they care about democracy and they want to see the fairest maps drawn. And so we want to be able to create a nonpartisan redistricting commission with everyday people that get to look and start to talk about drawing maps that are constitutionally valid and that are just plain straight out fair. And then from that, you know, the way that our Constitution's written, the lawmakers are the ones that get to continue to decide how the maps are drawn. So, like, we need to first have a commission that can make those decisions and speak to subject matter experts and then have a constitutional amendment that will take the power in lawmakers' hands so that it's not the Dems that can gerrymander, it's not the Republicans that can gerrymander, it's the people that get to decide. And if they get to decide, we're all better for it. Everyone deserves a seat at the table. And right now, we have been sitting in the kids' table where there's lice, and we need to be able to actually have choices.
We need actual choices. We need an actual seat at the table. My blessings in abundance to you, my friend Nick Ramos, Executive Director of the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign. When we come back, I put it all together for each and every one of you. Stay tuned. It's Maggie Dawn right here on the Civic Media Radio Network.